Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, beloved. This is Monday, July 20th, 2015. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Beloved, what a mighty God we serve. The word says, angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Beloved, as we come this morning, wherever you are, Father God, I just want to enter into prayer, enter into your presence, and I just want to say, Lord, everything that is not of you, that is not of your spirit, may it be removed so far from us, Lord God. And I thank you, dear Jehovah, for your Holy Spirit, Lord God, that shows us how we ought to live and move and have our being, how to interact with each other. And Father God, take away this morning a spirit of stubbornness, spirit of self-centeredness, any unrighteous spirit, anything that will seek to exalt itself above the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Remove it so far from us this morning, Lord. And Lord, as I come, I want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for watching over us, for keeping us safe. Thank you for your holy angels that keep watch over us, that guard us, that ministers to us. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, Father God, that comforts, that guides, that counsels us, Father God, that gives us the spirit to discern, Father God. Over for us this day, Lord God, and baptize us in you by the awesome, awesome power of your precious Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray for those that will hear this prayer, Father God. I pray that your will be done in their lives individually and collectively, Father God. I pray that you'll watch over them, pray that you'll guide them, pray that you'll keep them safe from evil, harm, and danger. Lord, I pray that no weapon, Father God, formed against them shall prosper. No tongue that rises against us shall condemn. And Father, as I come this morning, I come thanking you for your word. Lord, cause us to be more in-depth in your word. Excuse me, especially at such a time as this. And as we come, Father God, as we come, may we put on the full armor, beloved, of God. May we put on the helmet of salvation. For Jesus is the one who saves. May we put on the breastplate of righteousness. Jesus is the righteous right one. And may we put on the belt of truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh unto Jehovah our Father by him. And may we shod our feet with the peace, beloved. Jesus says, his peace he leaves unto us, not as the world gives, beloved, but as he gives. And we're encouraged to pick up the shield of faith, beloved, with which to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. And we're encouraged to pick up the double-edged sword of the Spirit, which is the word of the living God. It's the word of the Almighty God. So, Father, we just pick this sword up in the mighty name of Jesus. We say, have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. I lay everything down this morning at the cross, at the feet of Jesus. I say, Lord, forgive me, Lord God, for I have sinned against you. In words and in deeds and in secret faults, cry out to you this morning, because I know no other name, no other name whereby I can be forgiven, but by the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And I thank you, Lord God, for victory. I thank you, Lord God, that the enemy did not triumph over us. He did not triumph in this place. I thank you, Lord God, that you're making a way where there seems to be no way. Father God, I thank you, you're shutting doors no man can open and opening doors no man can shut. I thank you for my sister, Marlene, who speaks wisdom, Father God, at the appropriate time in and out of season. I pray that she will be strengthened and encouraged today to carry on the tasks that are set before them. I pray, Lord God, that you'll cover their children, cover their family, and I pray for favor in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, whom we call Yeshua HaMashiach in Hebrew. Father, I pray for our family here. I pray that your will may be done. Touch each and every child. Touch the listeners that will be listening. Touch their children, their grandchildren, their unborn children, their yet-to-be-conceived children, Father God. Let not the kids be killed. Let not the kids die out prematurely. May they come to life, to the fullness of life. For you created them. You created us. You knew us even while we were in our mother's womb. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Beloved, this morning I'm going to go into the Discovering Revelation series. And today we're looking at Day 7, Heaven's Throne. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. This Lamb was slain for us, beloved. This Lamb was slain for us. Father, I commit my mind, I commit my heart, my hands, my feet into your hands. And I say, may your Holy Spirit take over. May your will be done. For thine is your kingdom, your power, and your glory, both now and forevermore. Amen. Father, I just want to offer a special prayer for that person who may be listening. And they're lost and they're feeling alone. They're feeling defeated, like no one is there to help, like no one cares anymore. And they even don't care anymore, but they're trying to hang on. I just want to encourage you, beloved, if that is you, if this message is talking to you, this prayer is witnessing unto you, just hold on. Just know help is coming. Jesus Christ said you will never leave us. You will never forsake us, and nothing can snatch us out of the palms of God's hand. So just rest assured, beloved, and keep on praying. Keep on praising. And our prayer, my prayer, that the power of the Holy Spirit may manifest in your life and bring to pass that which you are praying for. Pray for those who are sick and shut in this morning. Pray for those that are terminally ill, that are in the hospital this morning. Just remember each and everyone that is struggling, each and everyone that is facing sickness this morning, Lord. And we pray healing, healing in the name of Jesus Christ. So we know healing comes from you, Father God, because you says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray to me, that you will hear from heaven and you will heal their land. Well, for he healed their land, do you know what he does, beloved? He forgives their sins. And before you hear from heaven, beloved, we're encouraged to turn away from our wicked ways. Turn away from our self ways, beloved. Self is a deception. and cause us to fall into divers temptations and sins, and self-pity can lead into divers sins and temptations. So, Father, we thank you for your word this morning. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that wakes us up, that gives us the power and the will to do your will. So go before us this morning, I pray, and baptize us anew by the awesome power of your precious Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, Father God, you see every heart. Every name, dear Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. I'm going to read Psalm 19. It's a Psalm of David. And I'm going to read 1 through 6. And it says, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they reveal knowledge. They have no speech, they use no words. No sound is heard from them. Yet their voices goes out into all the earth. Their words to the end of the world. In the heavens, God has pitched a tent for the sun. It is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heaven and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is deprived of its warmth. These are the words of the Lord. Thanks be to God. It rises up in glory and it makes its way to the next end of the earth, beloved. Like a champion rejoicing to run his course. That's how the sun is lightened, beloved. Father, we just want to thank you. Thank you for the sun that gives us warmth, especially for those that are in the cold. Thank you, Lord God, for being in the state of Florida and for keeping us and for watching us and for keeping those that are listening and will listen where they are. And I just want to take time out, beloved. I just want to take a minute or two to just praise the Lord this morning. Just to thank the Lord for where he's brought us from and where he's going to bring us. Where he's going to bring us. Go before us, I pray, dear Lord. Thank you this morning, Father God. And we praise your name. For your name is worthy to be praised. And we glorify your name. Go before us, I pray. And baptize us anew. Baptize us in you, Lord. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify your name. And like we're going to read this morning, it says, "Worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb who was slain." Awesome, beloved. Awesome reading the word. I'm going to go into the reading this morning of Revelation 5 as today, day 7, the scripture is Revelation 5. You know, before I do that, beloved, let me go ahead and read that which I have here on the screen. And it says, "Thank you, dear Lord God, for waking us up this morning. Thank you for starting us on our way. Father, as I come this morning, may I be mindful of the way in which I live my life. Father, may I live in a way that is pleasing and upright to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen." And this goes for you too, beloved. Beloved, as we look at Revelation chapter 5, we see the Lord God Almighty, splendor of his holiness. Father, and we also see the Lamb, beloved, that was worthy to open the scroll. Father, in the name of Jesus, baptize us anew by the awesome power of your Holy Spirit. For you alone are worthy, and you alone are our God. Today I choose you as Lord of my life and as Lord of my family's life. Beloved, the Word of God says, choose whom you will serve this day. And we're encouraged to choose the Lord God Almighty, the God of Abraham. No one like you, dear Jesus. No one like you. You are our Yeshua, our Messiah. Go before us this day, I pray, and baptize us anew by the awesome, awesome power of your precious Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Beloved, I pray this prayer for you also, not only for myself, but for you, for your family, for those that you're believing for, that they'll come to know Lord, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I pray this prayer for them also. So looking at Revelation 5, it says here, the scroll and the lamb. And I'm reading from the NIV version. And it says here, and I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll with writing on both sides and sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll? But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could open the scroll or even look inside it. I wept and wept because no one was found who was worthy to open the scroll or look inside. Then one of the elders said to me, do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals. It's written on both and it has seven seals. And this is John, beloved. Remember John? He is an apostle, and he's getting this revelation by the angel of the Lord God Almighty, and this is the revelation of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And verse 6 says, then I saw a lamb looking as if it had been slain, standing at the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. The lamb has seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. He went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls of incense, which are the prayers of God's people. And beloved, I need you to take note of that. And that is verse 8b. Verse 9, and they sang a new song, saying, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seal, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth. So they're going to reign on the earth, beloved. Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they were saying, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. Worthy, beloved, is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them saying, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. The four living creatures said, Amen. And the elders fell down and worshipped. These are the words of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just want to thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord God, for our Redeemer, our Lord, our Savior, our soon coming King. Revelation chapter 5 says, Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain, beloved. He is the one, the only one, beloved, that was so worthy, worthy to break those seven seals on that scroll. So, beloved, let us look prayerfully at Revelation chapter 5 and glean what the Holy Spirit is saying. In Psalm 118, verse 1, says, Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever. And that's wonderful to know. The love of God endures forever because some forces would have us think different or even curse God, beloved. But we're called, beloved, to not curse God, but to seek Him and to find Him. And He will be found by us. So, beloved, trust in the Lord. With all your heart, in the Lord, with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all our ways, let us acknowledge Him, and He will, beloved, direct our path. And it says here in Revelation 5, looking at verse 1 to 2, and remember, this is John, who was exiled in chapter 1 of Revelation on the island of Patmos because of his testimony of Jesus Christ and the Word, which is the Word of God. And he's in the Spirit here, and he says here that I saw, Revelation 5, verse 1. That looked different for a minute there on the slide. Okay. That is correct. So Revelation 5, verse 1, it says, Then I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll with writing on both sides and sealed with seven seals. So on day 6, we had spoke about the throne of God and God sitting upon his throne, the Lord God Almighty, and the elders and the four beasts and the seven spirits that are surrounding the throne of God, and they worship day and night, specifically the four creatures. So now we're seeing John is still having the vision, and he's continuing in chapter 5, 1 through 2, and he says, Then I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne. So who sat on the throne? It's the Lord God Almighty. It's our Heavenly Father. In his right hand, his hand of power, he had a scroll with writing on both sides. It was written back in front and sealed with seven, and we know that seven is a godly number, and it's the number of completion. So it is finished. And John says here, and I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll? Who is worthy to break the seal, beloved, and open the scroll? Can you envision that moment, beloved, in heaven? You're having a vision. So let's see what verses 3 to 5 uncovers. Because remember, again, we're discovering revelation. We're exploring. We're looking a bit deeper into the mysteries, the wonders, and the signs. And we're praying first for the discernment, Lord. We're crying out to you for godly wisdom, for godly knowledge, for godly understanding. Beloved, it says here in verse 3 through 5, but no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could open the scroll or even look inside it. No one, beloved, was found. And what did John do? He wept and wept because of it, because no one was found who was worthy to open the scroll or look inside. No one, not one. Remember that. No one, not one, not one of us are worthy, beloved. Jesus says when we overcome, beloved, he will give us a white robe. That's when we will be worthy. And one of the elders said to me, do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed. Excuse me. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals. Who is this Lion of the tribe of Judah? Who is the Root of David, beloved? What does it mean that he has triumphed? And the fact that he has triumphed, able to open the scroll and his seven seals. And beloved, if you remember when we looked at Revelation chapter 2 and 3, and we look at the messages to the churches, it's the same way, beloved, that those who triumph, those who overcome, they are going to receive a reward, beloved, and some reward for having overcome. So here we see, beloved, the Lion of the tribe of Judah has triumphed. He has overcome and he's found worthy, beloved, to open the scroll and break the seven seals. So John says, then I saw a lamb looking as if it had been slain, and is standing at the center of the throne by the four living creatures and the elders. The lamb had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. You see, the lamb, beloved, has seven horns and seven eyes. And it says here, which are the seven spirits of God, and they are sent out into all the earth. Encourage you. We should be mindful, beloved, mindful. We should be mindful, beloved, of our walk. There's the Spirit of God in all the earth. He went, that is the Lamb, and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And we know the one who sits on the throne is Jehovah God, is God the Father.
the father of Abraham, the father of Isaac, the father of Jacob. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. So he was found worthy, beloved. I want you to know that. Because in Revelation chapter 4, when we saw God the Father on his throne, elders, the 24 elders on their throne, surrounded God the Father, and the four creatures were surrounding the throne, and the spirits of the Lord were there, and they worshiped God the Father. Now look at this. When the Lamb took the scroll, it says here, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. So now, because Jesus Christ, our Messiah, our Yeshua, he's been found worthy, now that he took that scroll from his Father, beloved, he is getting worship. So, Father, forgive me for the other day I prayed and I did make mention that there, you know, people that are worshiping and they're worshiping the Son only. But I see here that the heavenly host, the heavenly beings, they worship the Son. They worship the Lamb that was slain. Each one had a harp and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of God's people. And this is verse 8, and this is powerful, because they had a harp, each one of them, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of God's people. So, the are you praying, beloved? Because this verse just showed you, beloved, where our prayers are stored up. I encourage you to pray. I encourage you to time out and pray. I encourage you, beloved, to talk to the Lord. He wants to hear from you. He loves you. He cares for you. He hears us, beloved. He hears the cries of our heart. And he loves it when his children acknowledges him. He loves it when his children come and pray to him, and when they pray to him in spirit and in truth. So we see here in verses 9 through 10 that they sang a new song. Saying, so they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation." From every tribe and language and people and nation. That's what the blood of the Lamb did. Yes, the blood of the Holy Lamb of God. "So you have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth." So they will reign on the earth, beloved. Beloved, the wickedness will not be anymore. And this is the beautiful thing about discovering Revelation, is that we're going to see the rightful place of those who plot evil and do wicked and carry out wicked games. We're going to see the end of sin as we know. We're going to see the end of any and everything that defiles. It won't be in the new kingdom. It won't be in the new earth. It won't be in the new heaven. It won't be in the new Jerusalem, God's holy city. And it says here in Revelation 5:11, "Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders, in a loud voice they were saying, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. So worthy is our Messiah. Worthy is our Yeshua, our Jesus, beloved." Emmanuel is what Isaiah prophesied, that he would be God with us. And we see here in Revelation 5:12, beloved, that he is worthy. Who is Jesus? He is the worthy Lamb, the holy Lamb of God that was slain, the holy Lamb of God slain, who bought us by his blood. Beloved, we are not sheep, beloved. We were bought by the blood of the holy Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, dear Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord God. I just want to thank you, Father God. Thank you that we were bought by the blood of your Son. Thank you that he is worthy. The line of the tribe of Judah is worthy. Worthy to be praised, Lord. Worthy to be praised. So, we see he's worthy to receive power, wealth, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and praise. And it says here, "Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them saying, to him who sits on the throne, which is God the Father, and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever." So they're acknowledging the Father and they're acknowledging Jesus Christ. The four living creatures said, "Amen," and the elders fell down and worshiped. Beloved, God is so good. So good all the time. He is so good. Father, I just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for your word. Thank you, Lord, that Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I just thank you. I just want to say thank you, Lord. There is none like you. I worship you, O King of Kings. We worship you, Father God, because you're worthy. And I see right now that it's fitting to worship and to praise and to thank our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. His power and glory and honor and praise and wisdom and strength were given unto him. And you know, beloved, God is good. He is so good all the time. He is a wonderful God, and it is my sincere prayer that you will come to know and accept the free gift of salvation. To be washed and to be cleansed, beloved. Beloved, Jesus Christ says that if anyone will hear his voice, beloved, let them come unto him. Let them come unto him. Let them drink and never thirst again. He says here that we should come, taste, and see that he is good. And his love and his mercies, they endure forever. Beloved, it is my sincere prayer that you will call upon the name of Jesus Christ. He is our intercessor. He is the only way. He's the only way to the Father. I don't care what anybody else may say. There isn't multiple ways. We have to know that. We have to believe the truth. And we have to hold on to that truth. That Jesus Christ, beloved, is the only Lamb of God. He's the only one who was found worthy. Worthy, beloved, to open that scroll and break those seven seals. So, Father God, go before us this day, Lord God, and break those seals, Lord, upon our lives. And we thank you for your holy Lamb who was found worthy to open the scroll and to break those seven seals. And we thank you that you call us to follow after your Lamb that was slain, your holy Lamb who is worthy, worthy of our honor, worthy, excuse me, worthy of our honor, worthy of our praise, worthy of our service, beloved. So, Father, let us not be selfish in allotting time to fellowship and allotting time to share. Father, we love you. Father, we praise you. Father, we glorify your name. But there is no other name whereby we can be saved but by the name of your Lamb. Your Lamb. Isaiah said, his name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. Father, we thank you for Emmanuel. We thank you, Lord God, for your Son. Thank you for those who will hear this call and be blessed. We thank you for those that will hear this call and they will turn their hearts to follow the holy Lamb of God, the one who was found worthy, Father God, worthy. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your peace that passeth all understanding. We thank you for your knowledge. We love you, Lord God. We praise your name. We thank you that you're a forgiving God. We thank you that you're a loving, kind, and compassionate God. We thank you that there is no God like you. And we praise your name, Father God. We praise your name. And we glorify your name. So go before us this day. Go before us, Lord. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. There is none like you. We praise your name, Father God. And we glorify your name. In Jehovah's mighty name, beloved, this is my encouragement, beloved, that you pray. It is my encouragement, beloved, that you get a Bible. If you don't have one, I'll be more than happy to send you a Bible as a gift. Just message me here on Blog Talk Radio or message me on social media. If you have a prayer request, I'd love to agree with you specifically in prayer. But I just want to agree with you right now that wherever you are, beloved, whatever it is you're facing, beloved, let us believe, let us know that our Lamb, our Lion of the tribe of Judah is able and willing to do above and beyond anything, beloved, that we could ever ask or our minds could ever imagine. So, Father, go before us now, I pray, and make all that wishes crooked straight. Father, we love you. Give us hearts that love you, that chase after you. Give us hearts that have respect and honor and praise and glory for you. Give us hearts that raise our children up in the nurture and admonishment of you. Give us hearts that respect our husbands, Lord. Father God, give us hearts that love our neighbors as ourselves and we're kind-hearted and compassionate. Give us hearts that are slow to anger and abounding in love. Give us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Father, remember Miss Pauline and Tashara and their daughter Teresa and their son. Father, remember this family in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember their father, the babies, Lord. Remember this family, Father God, in a special way this morning. Father, may no weapon form against us prosper. Every tongue that rises against us, thou shalt condemn. Father, I pray for that person this morning that have that unspoken prayer request. I pray for that person who's on daily devotion and they have prayer requests. I pray for those, my God, that are seeking you with all their hearts. I pray for those that have questions, Lord, and are asking and are wanting to know, Lord, their unbelief, Lord God. I pray for this household. I pray for the woman of this household. Lord, I lift her up into your hands. I lift up the people in this household, and I say, Lord, have your way. Have your way with us, Lord. Have your way with us, Lord. Father, we praise your name. Father, we glorify your name. Father, we magnify your name. For your name is awesome, and your name is worthy. Go before us now, I pray, dear Jehovah, and straighten anything that which is crooked today. Father, I stand in faith. I stand on the promises of God. I stand on the knowledge that your Holy Spirit has imparted unto me. Thank you, Lord. I thank you that there's no other name whereby we can be saved. So, Father, go before us, I pray. Go before us this day and baptize us anew, Father God. Baptize your children anew. Baptize your children anew. By the awesome power of your Holy Spirit. And beloved, according to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9, it says here that he hath made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, you Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. Let's look at the NIV version. It says, he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ. God, Jesus Christ is in the Father, and the Father is in Jesus Christ reconciling the world unto himself. It says here that God the Father has made known to us the mystery of his will. What is it that he will have us to do according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ? Let us meditate on that scripture today, beloved. That's Ephesians 1, verse 9. And we're going to look at King James Version. And it says, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. What is God's will for you today, beloved? What is God's will for us, beloved? What is his will? My prayer, Father God, is that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread. Go before us now, I pray, and baptize us anew by the awesome, precious power of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So, beloved, go with God, go with Jesus, go with the Holy Spirit today. And this is Jehovah God, creator of the world. This is Emmanuel, who was prophesied, meaning God with us. Remember, I love you. Jesus loves you. God the Father loves you. The Holy Spirit loves, comforts, and counsels you. And he's a gift, beloved, that is given to all believers that have received Jesus Christ into their heart, that have repented, beloved, of their sins and have gotten baptized. So you want to get baptized. No more teeter-tottering on the fence, beloved. So know that we love you dearly. Know that we will continue to pray for you. And know, beloved, know beyond the shadow of a doubt that God has made known the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which is in himself, which is in his Son. So we thank you, Father God, and we praise your name, and we thank you for being with us. In Jesus' name, I pray that you will cover us all under your blood. Amen and amen. Love and have a great and prosperous week. Put Jehovah first. Put Emmanuel first. Put the Holy Spirit first, and your ways will prosper. Mm-hmm.